It'll be a good day.
Hey, how many times do you hear people say, oh, you know, wouldn't mind a few acres, wouldn't mind a big veggie garden or a big garden?
Yep.
You've probably thought that.
Absolutely.
Get away from it all.
Yep.
Life's getting you down.
That's right.
Too many shifts.
Live in the country. Yeah. Right? Country life. Country.
But how many people actually do it? And because when you go to these places, you sort of, and we did it when we were young. We had acreage. And people would come up and think, oh, it's just an idyllic lifestyle, you know. And you've got your veggie garden, all this happening.
Yep.
But it's a lot of work. It goes on behind the scenes. It's like a duck in the water, you know, fattening around. But when you do it, it must be a sensational lifestyle. If you get all the ducks lined up and it's all working for you. And then you turn around and write a book to let other people know that, yeah, big choices are made, but you can make a wonderful lifestyle out of it with the family. Tom Lane has done that. He's co-author of a book called The Farm Community, and he joins us now. Tom, good morning to you.
G'day, how are you?
Good, Tom. It's Leith and Michael. Now, Tom, what was the defining moment then where you said, I'm going to get out of the city, take my family, and go to Byron Bay and set up a farm?
Oh, look, well, Emma and I have got four little kids, and I think for us it was really harking back to that childhood memory of my folks had a farm, and still do actually, in a place called Braidwood, about 300 kilometres south of Sydney. And we used to go there on school holidays. And then I think the contrast of the busy life in the city versus the opportunities you can give your kids, you know, living on the land and showing them where food comes from, really was that epiphany moment to go, let's just do it.
Mm. But, I mean, a lot of us think we'd love to do it, but to actually, I mean, four kids, you've got to, you know, you've got to take them to school. You know, it's a big exercise, isn't it?
There's a lot of logistics, I suppose, involved. But so we had a little farm up in Byron Bay, and we would come back and forth to the city. And then every time we'd pack up and go back to the city, we'd all look at each other and go, why are we going back to the city? So we're going back, you know, for the routine. So we had a little family meeting and went, where would you rather be? And within, you know, 3 seconds, the kids put their hands up and go, let's go.
Yeah.
So, and that's when the snowball started, and you got to get up and get going.
So how long ago was that?
We've been now in Byron Bay for almost, I suppose, 4 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been busy, that's for sure, but it's been so rewarding.
Mm. And Tom, the book, why the book? I must say from the onset of our talk, you've got a wonderful childlike drawing of the plan of the garden and the house and the farm. It's absolutely superb. Did one of the kids do that, or did you do it? Or
No. We've got a bit of help on that one, I must admit.
It's a great introduction to, you know, and then you can, when you're reading about where your different things are, you sort of go back and say, oh, yeah, I know exactly where that is on the property.
Yeah, well, look, the farm it's an 80-acre working farm open to the public. So we have, you know, couple hundred thousand people a year come and have a look at what we're up to on the farm.
How many?
A couple of hundred thousand. I think there's probably maybe 300,000 or 400,000 people.
I was going to ask a dumb question, why the book? But now I understand why the book.
Yeah, well, look, there's got a restaurant, a bakery, a nursery, and an open working farm. But our farm's a little different than others because we're all about building community. And so the farming is set up as a community sort of based farm where we've got plots that we let young and up and coming farmers come onto the farm and farm. You know, they can't all go and afford to buy their own block of land or have a tractor or access to water.
Sure.
So that's sort of our model.
So where do people come from? Are there tourists that are coming in or people that have, you know?
Yeah, about 60% of them are local, 40% about tourists. You know, we do a lot about education too. So we've got courses on, you know, on beekeeping, on backyard gardens, on pastured eggs. So, you know, it's, yeah.
Well, it sounds a very good idea. And obviously it's self-supporting with the number of people coming through. You know, they're voting with their feet, aren't they?
Yeah, look, and I suppose that was the reason to write the book, is to give everyone a little bit of an insight to you know, really understand, you know, where their food comes from. And it's like an old-fashioned village.
You're finding more people, Tom, want that sustainable life. That seems to be something we notice on this show too. A lot more people, a lot more guests and callers that speak to. Everyone's sort of conscious of that now?
Absolutely. There's no plan B on planet A, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, look, I think everyone's becoming very conscious of not only sustainability factor, but really where does their food come from, and is it grown locally, sustainably? It's important, obviously.
Yeah. You look at things like the market garden, fruit and nuts, flowers and herbs, the farmyard, the bakery, the dairy. One I was rather interested in is hunt and gather, and foraging. That's a very interesting way of, you know, getting your food, but understanding, you know, where it sort of almost begins.
Yeah, well, you know, the credit is due to the Indigenous Australians who were probably the best farmers of all in full respect, because they really knew how to not only forage, but, you know, not overcrop or, you know, it's how it all started and how to rotate everything. So you get an insight in the book into all of that.
Mm.
And look, that's how it all started before we had a supermarket, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And you involve the community, as you say. Like there's Cody Possum. Is he a what does he actually do there?
Well, Cody is a fascinating cat. He forages or harvests seaweed.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and turns it into a product. So, you know, and there's a bunch of amazing people because of the opportunity of having an open farm to the public.
Mm.
You know, it's created over 120 jobs, and you know, it's a real, it's like a village.
Well, it's an excellent book, and it is a you know, when you hear that the number of visitors come to your farm, and you need a community to help you, don't you? Otherwise, it'd be almost impossible to run.
Oh, it would be, and I think that was Emma and I's idea at the beginning, is that this can't be a monopoly, so to speak. Mm. It is really about we almost look at it as if it was an incubator, and having as many people you know, got their finger in the pie as possible, and giving them a leg up, and you know, without one, the other doesn't exist. So on the farming side of things, if we didn't have, you know, the amazing restaurant on the farm, you know, the farmers, you know, wouldn't be able to farm and produce everything they produce and sell it, you know, 100 metres away.
Now, Tom Lane, if we're cruising through Byron Bay, do we turn left somewhere or
right inside? If you're heading down from the Gold Coast, as you turn off the highway, on the left, you can't miss the farm. It's the first thing you see.
So what's it called? Just the farm?
Yeah, it's called the farm at Byron Bay.
Wow. Yep.
That's it.
Absolutely fantastic. The book is out. How can people get a copy of the book? I guess you sell it up there, do you?
Yeah, look, we sell it up there, but it's pretty well in every bookshop across the country. It's online at www.thefarmbyronbay.com.au. And it's been selling like hotcakes. It's pretty, you know, it's an interesting story because it doesn't involve just us. It involves
the community.
The community, and there's lots of recipes and how-tos throughout the book.
Have you got a model that some other communities could sort of grab hold of and sort of go down the same path that you're going down?
Yeah, look, Emma and I travel around the country and around the world talking to people about how to set up a similar sort of model, because basically if you had an 80-acre working farm where this farm was, and you tried to farm it traditionally, you know, monocrop or dairy, it probably wouldn't work. But you need to have that balance of having some economics in it. And, you know, we're all open arms. We're trying to help people to try and figure out how to get people understanding where their food comes from and building a community. Yeah.
I reckon, Tom, there'd be people listening to us this morning and the husband saying, there, dear, I told you.
Yep.
We've got to go and get a farm.
That's right. Could grow our own ginger, put it in our own beer. Away we go.
But a good thing where you are, though, you got good rainfall, great soil. I mean, you know.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, we get about 2.5 metres of rainfall.
Yeah, makes a difference.
Yeah, no, look, that's absolutely true. But look, we've been out to, you know, outback New South Wales and spoken to some farmers out there who are traditionally broadacre farmers and talked to them about different models, even agritourism in terms of having cabins. It's just trying to supplement the typical aspect of, you know, hard yakka farming with, you know, getting people on your farm. I mean, everyone knows your doctor, your dentist, your accountant, but who knows your farmer?
Yeah, good point.
We eat 3 times a day.
Yeah, that's right. Go to the doctor once a year. Yeah. Tom, lovely chatting with you. I wish we could spend longer, but well done to you and Emma for putting this book together and the community up there at Byron Bay. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Nice talking with you.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers, Tom.
There you go.
Tom Lane there with it's simply called The Farm Community.
Yep.
What an idea.
Simple ideas, how-tos, sustainable living, and then the best part, all the recipes too.
Yeah.
So here's how you grow it. That's here's right. what you're growing. This is what you need to do, and this is how you use it.
Mm.
All in the one book.
But there's members of the community, like the baker and the beekeeper and this and that.
Yep.
And as I said right from the start, there's a simple map of, as you come in, turn left, there it all is.
Yeah.
And it unfolds in front of you where the pigs are, the grazing, the agricultural shed, the office is all marked there. And it's a community garden,
yep,
but privately owned. And I would suspect that the community are very passionate about it.
They had the team from Stone and Wood Brewery go in there, just plant some ginger, which they're going to use in one of the brews, so the community using the farm as well.
Beautiful.
It's a great idea. We're going to take a short break.